Well, part of my job is to go during the summer when the schools get out. All these kids flood into what's called summer fun on Oahu. Summer fun! And guess who is the one paid human on the island of Oahu in the Parks Department who can actually perform for young children? Me. So it's part of my job to go to the playgrounds and entertain the children. Two shows before lunch, after lunch, one more. And sometimes there's a teen program in the night and sometimes a senior center, and we have a lot of fun, and I tell them all kinds of tales, and it's a blast. Well, so I go to this one park, and I tell them the stories, and it's kind of a fun place. Actually, the night before, there's been kind of a, well, you call it a summer thunder and lightning storm, and my kids are like, hey, there's thunder and lightning, Dad, let's go out on the deck. We went on the deck, and suddenly, here comes another lightning. It's coming down. Pow! Close to the house. Yow! Let's go inside, Dad. That's enough. So, the next day, I go out to the playground. This is in Waianae. And I go out there, and the kids are kind of like a little antsy. Like they got ants in their pants. And I'm like, gee, must be the lightning. I'm kind of electric force still standing in those kids. Well, that's cool. We have fun. And then I go to the next place. Pee Little Ow. Now, Pee Little Ow is a little park with lots of kids. They're all out fighting around. They settle down, and we tell some story time. Few spookies, must have been fun. Well, it's kind of a poor place, so they have what they call a meal program, and I'm kind of hungry, so they say, well, why don't you stay for lunch? I think, sure, stay for lunch, we get it all down there, and I'm having my lunch, I'm walking around, I'm thinking, well, where should I sit? Well, there's a group of about 6 or 7 little girls who go, hi, Mr. Jeff, come sit with us. Now, there's a time in every lunch period when the older kids, the aides, discover, oh, lunchtime is over. Pulls out this boom box that's the size of a suitcase, puts in a CD, and all of a sudden, it's a boom, 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 yo, boom, 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 yo, daddy, my mother's in a beam. All this kind of jazzy stuff is going on there. It's going on like that. It's a loud thing. The whole cement building seems to be rocking. I can't quite hear very well. One of these little girls before me has her big eyes looking at me. She's kind of looking strange, like, even though she's looking at me, there's something going on inside her head. I haven't really started lunch. I look at her, I say, what? She says, last night, did you take down the red in your house? I say, what? The red, in the house, you take down the red. The what? The red! You know, my auntie say, the lightning come, it work up the ohane, the spirits. The spirits in the land, they come up, they go roaming around during the storm. They come in your house because they like the red. In my house, we took down all the red. Did you take down the red?
No, I didn't take down the red. Huh. Have you got a story you'd like to tell me?
I know a lot of stories.
Well, that's good. I'd like to hear a story.
She looks at me strange. She says, are you Hawaiian?
I say, well, no, I'm not Hawaiian. I howly boy, howly boy.
I Hawaiian.
I say, well, that's good. Good to be Hawaiian.
If you're not Hawaiian, how come you know so many Hawaiian stories?
I say, well, I'm a storyteller. People tell me stories. Some of them bounce off. Some of them sink in. If they sink in, well, they come to my tongue. Pretty soon I tell them. Have you got a story you want to tell me?
I got a lot of stories. I tell you one story. In the morning, when I wake up, is my uncle. My uncle wake me up, he take me to school. He's the one who take me to school because my mom and my daddy, they go off to work. He wake me up because he a night bus driver. He drive the bus all around all nighttime. And then he come home from work and he wake me up, he take me to school, then he go to sleep. That's my uncle. He got the bus go around Punch Bowl in Honolulu. You know Punch Bowl? I say, yeah, Punch Bowl, yeah. My uncle, he come home one day. He wake me up, he say, Oh, kid, you're not gonna believe him. I say, what, uncle? What, tell. Oh, kid, oh, you're not gonna believe this one. I say, tell, uncle, what? I get dressed, I go outside. I sit at the table, my uncle's sitting there, going, this is one for the books. Uncle, tell.
The uncle starts to tell the girl who's telling me this story that the night before he was driving his bus around Punch Bowl.
He's driving along absently when suddenly he sees at the next little kiosk, the little house where people wait for the bus. Old lady, Stops the bus, pulls on the little lever that opens the front door. My uncles say, get on the bus. One old lady. Hair all kapakahi like she never comb them. Got on one old moo. And she got two bags like she'd been to Sack and Save or something. She get on the bus. She stop by my uncle. He look at her for put the money in the meter, yeah? And she say, I ain't got no money. My uncle say, hey, I ain't got no money either. Hey, no problem, sister. Hey, mama, you go back to back. Yeah, tutu, we get you home. No problem, eh? You pay next time. No sweat. She walks back through the bus, sits down after the halfway door, halfway through the bus where you get off. He shuts the door. Puts in a gear. Driving the bus down the road, happens to look in the rearview mirror, sees it in the bus, there's nobody there. Oh, he says, man, I gotta get off this shift. Oh, I'm spacing out. I thought the lady was in the house. She would, like, I would have seen her or something. Oh, this is my mind playing tricks on me. I gotta get another route. I'm not thinking so good. Thinking to himself as he drives along. Driving along further into the night. The next little place, a little halle where the people wait for the bus. Sees somebody. Whoop! Next person! Pulls over. Opens the door. Into the bus steps an old woman. Gray hair. Not a sweet woman. The same old woman. Hair kapakahi, got the old mu'u, got the bags, gets on the bus, stops by the meter again. The uncle's heart is beating, his eyes are poking out. She says,
I ain't got no money.
He says, you ain't got no money last time you got on. Never mind, I'm not gonna mess with you. Step to the back. He watches her as she walks down the back of the bus. Just past the door in the middle of the bus that goes out, she sits down on one of the benches, puts down her bag and starts futzing around, digging in whatever is in their bags. He's sitting in the front. He's looking in the rearview mirror to watch her in the back. There's that big mirror across the front, of course, so he can see what's behind him. The bus doesn't move. The old lady looking at her bags looks up, sees the bus driver looking at her in the rearview mirror, and then she goes... And she ducks down behind her seat. Oh! Hey, what lady? You playing with my head on my bus? This is my bus. He gets up, walks down the center of the bus. He's going to look for the lady. Hey, no play with me, lady. You keep your head together, huh? What you doing in this bus? Hey, lady. Hey, lady. Hey, where's the lady? Where did the lady go? No ladies in the bus. He starts to walk back towards the seat in the front of the bus where he drives the bus from. As he gets close, the little girl says... His heart stopped beating. His knees turned to rubber. He got to hold on to the sides of the benches. He almost falling over. His eyes poking out. The hairs on the back of his neck standing up. Because outside in the headlights of the bus, he sees the old lady with the bags walking down the street. In the headlights outside, she walking. How'd she get outside? He start to cave in, the lady walking. She stop. Turn around. The uncle sits down in the chair, puts the bus in gear. He can still see the old lady in the headlights. This guy drives 8-10 hours a day. He knows how to drive the bus, but when he lets off the clutch, the bus no go. Check again. Tries again. No bus, no go. Bus, no go. And the old lady walks slowly down the street in his headlights. Again turns. The road bends. As he watches the old lady, where the road bends, there's a tree that hasn't been trimmed in a long time. It's sort of hanging over the road. As soon as the lady bends around the corner, can't see her anymore, the bus lurches, puts it in gear. He's driving the bus, driving towards that tree, looking for the lady. No lady. Gets the corner, comes to the place where there's the tree overhanging the road, slows down, stops the bus, looking to the left, looking to the right, looking down the road. Down the road, he can see a long distance, no lady. To the right is a steep slope, no houses, no lady either. To the left, there's a little half wall, but because he's in a bus so high, he can look over the wall. He sees there's a steep slope going down steeply and then stretching out to a road below. He can see the street lights, no lady. But along that green hill in the moonlight, he sees very clearly white rectangles, some up, some on their side. And as the steep slope of the hill gets closer to where he's parked in the road, there are etched in whole platforms with doors. And he realizes that what he's looking at is the Chinese graveyard. And that the old woman that got on the bus was not human, but that she was the spirit of one of the dead residents of the graveyard. Firing down the road. Back on the playground, I look at the little girl and she says, "And you know what? My uncle say in the middle of the night when he driving the bus around Punchbowl, if you see one old lady waiting for to take the bus, you know, stop. You know, stop for nothing. Hey, maybe it's one spirit lady. You know, stop. Now, the rest of the little girls in the group are all looking at her with their jaws open, just like mine. I say to the girl, "You know any other stories?"
"I know a lot of stories."
"Well, why don't you tell me another one?"
"I'll tell you a story.